listening to GCN.
Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Avi Lifkin, also known as Victor Mordecai. That's his pen name, and Avi, of course, has a great deal of knowledge and understanding of what's going on in Israel today. And he's over here, of course, lecturing at many of the major ministries and churches here, but we're fortunate enough to have him this afternoon to bring us abreast of what's really going on in the Near East, what's really going on in the Middle East, and a story that you're not going to hear elsewhere. Avi, thanks very much for being with us again.
Always a pleasure and an honor to serve together with you, Dr. Stan.
Well, you, thank you so much. Well, anyway, please go ahead and tell us what you think about what's going on today.
Well, we are, I want to say praise God, temporarily at least, to see the price of oil down to $129. We were almost up at $150. I mean, we were at $150. I hope it is a continuing trend, because I view the question of the oil, the price of oil, as a kind of fever. And, you know, when a person has 98.6, he's normal. When he's 99 or 100, he has a running a fever. When he's under 2, he's sick. When he's under 5 fever, he dies. And similarly, when oil reaches $200 a barrel, or even $150 is too high, it sucks out all the oxygen from the fire. When you suck out the oxygen from the fire goes out.
And, of course, what it does, it just simply wipes out our airline industry, our farming industry, our trucking industry, our transportation industry, because we're totally dependent upon oil, and these prices are prohibitive.
Right. I will say another thing. You know, a lot of people are complaining about America turning its food sources, you know, the soy and the corn, into ethanol. But, you know, I want to tell you something. There's a country that I admire very greatly, and that country is Brazil. And Brazil, 20 years ago, made a decision to go over to sugarcane ethanol, you know, because they've got the Amazon jungle, they've got unlimited water supplies, and they grow an entire plantation of sugarcane for one purpose only, and that's to make the ethanol gasoline of Brazil. And today, if you go to Brazil, you cannot drive an American car there with an American carburetor. You have to drive a Brazilian car with a Brazilian carburetor, and they are totally independent of gasoline. They use ethanol only. And actually, it's kind of ironic that today the Brazilians have discovered petroleum. They've discovered oil in their territory, and the Brazilians are beginning to develop the oil. And I see Brazil today as a tremendous economic power in the future, simply because they made the right decision 20 years ago, and they were faithful to that. And I think the United States must indeed, yes, go over more to ethanol. And the United States, yes, must do some more drilling for oil, even in a place like Anwar. And, you know, the big complaint of the Democrats was that it'll affect the mating habits of the caribou. But the funny thing I heard was that these pipelines are hot. And so the caribou, in the middle of the winter, go sit on top of these pipelines, and they mate on top of the pipelines. Well, I'd say put pipelines all over Alaska.
Well, we're going to be back in just a moment with Avi Lifkin. And of course, the thing is that the Brazilians use sugarcane. If we weren't using corn and driving up the price of everything related to corn, the way of feed, the way of cattle, hogs, the way of eggs, chickens, that'd certainly be in favor of it. Why can't we, of course, use sugarcane or sugar beets? Well, because the sugar lobby, because the ethanol lobby won't let us. We'll be right back.
This is George Whitehurst Berry, your host for CRASH. Are you ready?
I, Dr. Leonard Horowitz, I do hereby indict you, Dr. Peter Duesberg, for the deaths of millions of people worldwide through your role in the creation of AIDS.
Dr. Peter Duesberg, are you a mass murderer?
I'm afraid I'm not quite that powerful. I think Dr. Horowitz must have seen Dr. Strangelove once too many times. The retroviruses are the most harmless viruses that we know.
This is George Whitehurst Berry, your host for CRASH, Are You Ready? CRASH, Are You Ready? Is the most controversial program on the Genesis Communications Network. Find out why. Visit our website at www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that will protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course, obviously saying that as the oil-producing companies produce less oil, why there's a shortage, and then the price of oil goes up, and they're laughing all the way to the bank, as we, of course, have to put the money out, and they benefit from it. A tremendous amount of our annual deficit of trade is certainly in oil. But pick up the story there, Avi.
Well, so what I was saying very simply was that the demand is constantly going up, the supply is constantly going down, and that there are people who are rejoicing at the destruction of the Western economies. And it may sound strange. I know your show does not, you know, appeal to Chinese communists or to India, for example, or Japan. But the fact is today, economically, that there is a very strong interest, a very strong commonality of interest between those of, you know, Eastern economies and the European economy and the American economy, because of this insanity that's going on at the pump. I did want to say one thing. I just came back from to New York from a trip in the interior of the United States. You know, I was in Denver and I was in Kansas City and I was in Arkansas and Oklahoma and back to Kansas City and then up. You know, I was in Springfield, Missouri. I was up in Minnesota. I was in Appleton, Wisconsin. I drove from Minneapolis to Appleton. Now, of course, Iowa has gotten a real bout of rain and flooding. But the drive from Minneapolis to Appleton was one of the most beautiful drives that I've ever done. And I've done that drive many times, but the country just was so green. I was in Oklahoma. Oklahoma always in the summer is yellow, kind of like Israel, dry, you know, and Oklahoma was totally green. This country is so blessed with rain. And by the way, rain is one of God's promises that we see in the Bible, that if we are faithful to God, God will give us the rain. And I saw the cornfields, and I don't want to sound corny, but I saw the cornfields and I almost started crying because I was saying to myself how beautiful this country is and how wonderful, you know, the American people are. They're good people. Their pulpits are on fire for the Lord, and God is blessing America in spite of all the sin that goes on. But America is the greatest country on earth. America and Canada, by the way, are among the two last countries that are freely and openly exporting food to the world. And the question I wanted to ask for all your listeners to think about, you know, if, God forbid, somebody drops an atom bomb on a city, you lose a million people, 2 million people. But if the American economy, God forbid, collapses, or the world economy collapses, how many people will die of starvation because of the inability of the rich countries to provide free food for the poor? So you're talking about a billion people. Maybe 2 billion people would die of starvation, all because of the madness of the oil producers who are not doing their best to provide the world with the oil that the world needs. And now I'm going to switch into a completely different subject and say the reason for the war that is coming with Iran has nothing to do with nuclear weapons. The reason for the war that I believe is unavoidable with Iran is because Iran is at the heart of the drive to destroy the American economy. And this is something that the United States, believe it or not, will find great allies in Europe, in China, in Japan, in India. And all these countries will be the first to suffer if the Straits of Hormuz get shut down. In other words, if the Israelis attack, which I believe they will, and the Straits of Hormuz get shut down, the world will come clamoring to the President of the United States and say, you've got to do something about it. And that's when the United States springs into action. And, you know, when the world demands it, even the Democrats will not stand in the way of that. At this point, you know, if Bush were to start a war against, against Iran, the Democrats would impeach him. But if Israel starts the war, then the world will come to the United States, because the United States is the only country that can open up the Straits of Hormuz, renew the oil flow, and then, you know, like I said before, the whole world will demand of the United States to do something about it. And then George W. Bush will retire from office, having completed his legacy of terminating the axis of evil, Iran, Iraq, and Afghanistan.
Well, of course, we hear a lot of rumors about Israeli planes actually flying on into Iraq and landing at American air bases there, these American fighter planes, and then going back again, and that the Israelis are planning on using American bases in Iraq as the base for attacking Iran. Now, of course, if they do that, America is indirectly responsible for the attack. Well, have you heard these stories?
Yes, I have, and actually I heard it from some Christians, you know, sometimes when you're on the road like I am, you're not really available to news, and I get my first piece of news about something from Christians who are, you know, hot wires in this country, and then I call my wife in Israel, who is a super hot wire, and she checks it out and she confirms it. But what I will say is, indeed, that the United States is in Iraq, the United States is in Afghanistan. The United States does have weaponry systems, such as cruise missiles, that can be fired from thousands of miles away and can be, controlled by joysticks by military officers somewhere in Tampa or in the United States. And so, you know, the United States is, overdrawn with ground troops in Iraq and in Afghanistan. America does not have an oversupply of ground troops, but the United States Air Force and the United States aerial capabilities are not being utilized, and they can easily be put to use against the Iranian military and the Iranian nuclear project. And Israel and the United States, this is not a secret, Israel and the United States have developed a weapon called the super-duper bunker buster, which can go, you know, three stages down into the ground and take out those tunnels that Ahmadinejad built with his contracting company. You know, Ahmadinejad made billions of dollars working for the Iranian government, digging those one-mile down tunnels. And today, Israel has 500 of these super-duper bunker busters provided by the U.S. government. So, excuse me for saying it like this, but Israel marches in lockstep with the U.S. military.
And I'm sure they do, and I'm sure that, of course, that the agreement has already been made. I suspect that Israel is going to use American air bases, you know, in Iraq, you know, to launch their attack on Iran. And, of course, that will give the Iranians justification for retaliating against the Americans and against our troops in Iraq and against our naval forces in the Persian Gulf. And then, of course, once the Iranians have attacked America in reprisal for the fact that we sponsored Iran's attack on Iran, I should say Israel's attack on Iran, then we can have a full-fledged war. This is the way I sort of see it. What do you think? Could that possibly be the scenario that they're planning here, but they can't tell the American people?
Well, what I think is that, like I said before, Israel, by the way, Israel and America have been preparing for this war since the taking of hostage of the American diplomats in 1979. It's been 39 years that the Americans and the Israelis have understood that if the riots in Tehran are chanting death to America, death to Israel, and they've been doing it for 39 years, and that, by the way, that's thanks to a very stupid president by the name of Jimmy Carter, who destroyed your ally number one, Iran. Don't forget, Iran was your ally in the war against the Soviets, and Jimmy Carter destroyed him and brought in another quote-unquote religious man, Ayatollah Khomeini, thinking that Khomeini is a religious man, and Jimmy Carter is a religious man, and therefore, because they're both religious men, and of course we all serve the same God, which of course is malarkey, you know, because the God of Islam is the devil, excuse me for saying it, and the God of the Christians and the Jews is the God of God, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But the God of Islam is the moon God, the war God, and the sword God, and this is a war between gods, and it's something that Israel and America together have been working on preparing. Anyway, I'll answer your question. The scenario as I see it, Israel attacks day one, Iran shuts the Straits of Hormuz day two. Days 3, 4, and 5, the American Air Force, B-1s, B-2s, B-52s, cruise missiles, and other weapons crush the Iranian military. At the end of those 3 days, meaning day 5, the American military says to the Iranian military, do you cry uncle or not? The Iranians probably are stupid enough to say no because they think they're going to get 72 virgins for everyone who dies. They will have 3 more days of bombing, so we're talking about day 7, 8, 9. By the end of 10 days, there is no more Iranian military, and you'd be surprised at some of the marvels that American weaponry can do. And so I would, excuse me, sir, you know, I respect you very much. Maybe it's just an argumentative statement you made. I think within 10 days, there is no more Iranian threat to the world, and then the United Nations will impose something similar to Afghanistan, in which, if you remember, the Afghani Taliban were kicked out by a group called the Northern Alliance in the north of Afghanistan, and American special ops are on the ground. By the way, today, American special ops are on the ground in Iran. You got British SAS special ops on the ground. I don't want to say that there are Israeli special ops, but, you know, the Israelis have a very special relationship with the Kurds in the north of Iraq. And it has always been an open secret that there has always been an Israeli presence in the north of Iraq, in the Kurdish areas. The Kurds have always been allies of Israel.
I think there are a couple of things that you said I think that are so vitally important, Avi. First of all, the fact that we do have our forces in Iran, that's an act of war. We're really at war with Iran. They just haven't told the American people. And secondly, that it was during the Carter administration that the American government toppled the Shah of Iran and brought the Ayatollah Khomeini to power. Now, most people don't understand. We brought these radical Muslim fanatics to power. Why would we do something that stupid? Are our leaders just totally incompetent, or are they truly diabolical, would be the question.
I think incompetent. And let me say again like this. And, I have a great respect for George W. Bush. He inherited a, excuse the expression, mentally retarded law enforcement and intelligence organization from Bill Clinton. If you remember, the know no evil, speak no evil, hear no evil, do no evil, which basically opened the doors for the 9/11 attacks. Because the 9/11 attacks happened only 9 months after George W. Bush came to office. But George W. Bush is guilty of one thing, and that is he has said many times that Islam is a peaceful religion. That's a lie. We all serve the same God. That's a lie. That Islam is a religion of love. That's a lie. And the problem is, if you don't define the enemy, you cannot defeat the enemy. And but that was, again, that was the mental thinking of Jimmy Carter when Jimmy Carter brought down the Shah of Iran, thinking that if Ayatollah Khomeini is a religious man and Jimmy Carter is a religious man, after all, don't we all serve the same God? And that was part of the ignorance of the President of the United States. I don't think it was intentional, But the United States shot itself in the foot with the President Jimmy Carter.
Well, of course, we've watched and listened to what Avi's had for many, many years. I found that he's been incredibly accurate. He was talking about the Osama bin Laden and the Al-Qaeda terrorist attacking in America before any of the American people even realized what was happening. And so he's what Avi has to say. I share his view. We're on the verge of a war with Iran that could change the entire complexion of the world and structure of the world, and will have, I believe, eventually a profound impact on everybody. Listen to this program. We're going to be back in just a moment with Avi Lifkin.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience, who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone. 800-492-1073. Payment plans available. 800-492-1073. germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and Sidney and Avi believes that there's going to be a 10-day war against Iran, and at the end of that time, the Shia regime there will be just totally decimated. I should point out, as we pointed out before, that the Iranian government is digging graves. 320,000 graves are being dug in Iran today, and they're telling the people, oh, that's just simply for all the foreign soldiers we're going to put in them. And that's a lie. They know they're going to lose probably 300,000 or 400,000 people, and they're preparing on how to dispose of the bodies now. But they cannot tell the Iranian people any more than the people who control the president of the United States. I can, of course, allow this information to get out over here, that our leaders are planning on a war, because Avi thinks it'll be a short-lived war. But after that, there's going to be tremendous unrest all throughout the Middle East, and many of the regimes that are there are certainly going to be toppled, and maybe even, of course, we're going to have to do something about Saudi Arabia, which has been funding this world terrorist movement, Islamic terrorist movement, and something is going to have to be done to solve those problems. But certainly, Avi, one of the things that people will say, but look, if Israel attacks Iran, and at least initially, why, of course, Iran will retaliate. There will be, 40,000 missiles coming in from Hezbollah, and many of these will have certainly nerve gas on them or mustard gas on them. There will be many missiles coming in, thousands coming in from Hamas. Some of the missiles will come in from Iran because they want to strike back immediately, before, of course, their military facilities are wiped out. How can Israel possibly survive literally tens of thousands of missiles attacking their shores?
Well, let me say one thing. I have a joke, which is, it's a terrible joke, but it's a joke that goes back to the 67 war 40 years ago. Remember the Six-Day War? And the joke was that an Irishman, a Frenchman, and an Israeli are taken captive by the cannibals. And the chief of the cannibals says, okay, we're going to cook you and we're going to eat you, but we know that if you die happy, your flesh is tastier. And so we'll give you a last request. So the Irishman says, give me a bottle of whiskey. And the Israeli says, give me a bottle of vin, of wine. The Frenchman says, give me a bottle of vin. And the Israeli says, later. Not now, later. And so the Irishman drinks his bottle of whiskey, says, Erin go bra, long live Ireland. The Frenchman says, vive la France, and drinks his wine. They both get completely drunk. They're so drunk that they won't feel that they're being burned at the stake. And the Israeli, when they say, well, you said later, later is now, we're hungry now, we want to cook you now. And so the Israeli cursed the chief of the cannibals and said, give me a kick in the butt. And so the cannibal chief gave him a kick in the butt, and all of a sudden he, untied himself, nobody knows how. And he pulled out an Uzi machine gun, nobody knows from where, shot the cannibals, untied the Frenchman, untied the Irishman, and they said to him, if you could have done this all along, why did you wait to the very last minute? So the Israeli said, we Israelis don't like to be called the aggressors.
All right, fine. Well, of course, you really believe, of course, that Israel does have a defense against these missiles coming in that is not known to the average American. Do you want to cover that a little bit, the Nautilus system?
Yes, well, absolutely. And, I have to say that, I praise the memory of President Ronald Reagan. He was a great president. I think he was one of the greatest presidents. By the way, he was very pro-Israel also, but he was also the president who brought down the Soviet Union. And one of the ways he brought down the Soviet Union was with something called Star Wars. And basically, the Russians could not compete with the U.S., and they went bankrupt. That was the end of the Soviet system. But Star Wars created the Patriot missile, the Arrow 2 missile, which the Israelis developed together with the Americans, and, of course, the Nautilus. Now, this is something that has to be stressed. The Patriot, produced by Raytheon, was a very valiant attempt by the Americans to show solidarity with Israel, but the Patriot was a failure. The Patriot is a heat-seeking missile. It comes up from behind the incoming missile, and it merely deflects the missile 1 mile this way or 1 mile that way, 1 mile from target. And so that, if it's a nuclear warhead, it's really not going to help very much. So the Israelis developed the Arrow 2. All of this is part of the Star Wars. And Arrow 2 comes up not from behind, but from up front. And the trajectory of this incoming missile is calculated by a computer, and the Arrow 2 meets it head-on and wipes out the warhead head-on about 5 miles from target, which is also a very, very nice improvement over 1 mile, But again, if you're dealing with a nuclear warhead, 5 miles from target is really not good enough. So then the Israelis and the Americans came up with something, which is the solution. It's called the Nautilus. Nautilus fires a laser beam 25 miles away from the incoming warhead. And the 25 miles away from the warhead, it can be done from the ground, or it can be done by military aircraft up, 35,000 feet above the clouds. And again, we have to remember that the clouds can deflect the laser beam, dissipate the laser beam. So at this time, we do have the Nautilus proven at the White Sands Proving Ground. It has succeeded, and it is on the ground in Israel. Now the question is, when will these Nautilus systems be in the aircraft?
Hold that up.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? TiboTech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, TiboTech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The TiboTech Essentials Package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of TiboTech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TiboTech.com. That's TiboTech.com.
Zavi. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest is Avi Lipkin, and certainly one of the best informed people that I know about what's going on and of course, what the future holds. But before we go into the subject of the Nautilus and the fact that there really are very effective laser weapons that you're not reading about them in America, if you were to read the Jewish publications, you'd know about them. You read the American publications, you don't know much of anything. That's the tragedy, because the media here is controlled by 5 major corporations that dominate the major media. But before we go on, Avi, I want you to tell our listeners about your website, how they can get in touch with you, how they can get your books and the DVDs and the other teaching things that you offer.
Okay, well, indeed, thank you. I do have 2 sources for my products. I have an 800 number for people who want to get the books only, and that's 1-800-540-0826. 1-800-540-0828, 1-800-540-0828. My books and my videos and CDs and DVDs are all on the website bookstore. If you go to vicmord.com, V-I-C-M-O-R-D.com, vicmord.com. Of course, Vic Mord is half of Victor Mordecai, which is my pen name. And there I do have CDs and DVDs and my four books. By the way, my products are now also in Spanish because I preach in Spanish in Hispanic churches. I'm also, very soon, in about 2 weeks, I'm going to have a website, a second website for the Bible Block Party, which I briefly mentioned in my website, vicmord.com. I'm forming a Judeo-Christian political party to run for the Israeli Knesset and Israeli government. My candidate list will be 50-50, Jewish and Christian candidates. It'll be a Jewish-Christian alliance. And so I want your listeners to stay tuned for the second website, which will be the Bible Block. And, of course, the first one is vicmord.com, and that's been up and running since 2001. And people can also support this idea of a party by purchasing my products from the vicmord.com website bookstore. Or, of course, if they go to the 1-800-540-0828, they can get the books. And, by the way, my fourth book is about the Bible Block Party. So I'm doing a combination of preaching in Christian churches, Jewish synagogues, doing radio and TV and civic forums, and then going back to Israel and preaching the message the same way to the Jews, to the Christians. And I'm preaching, by the way, in Russian, Arabic, and in Hebrew. So I have to get all these products out in those languages as well.
All right, fine. Well, I think that Victor is a wonderful source of information. And of course, the real question is, how will Israel possibly survive with Hezbollah having 40,000, probably fairly sophisticated missiles? And of course, it's because this Nautilus system that's set up there. And until you understand, of course, that they've had these for some time, but they're just not telling us. It's sort of like when they had the Manhattan Project during the Second World War, and there were literally tens of thousands of people who worked on it, but nobody. Certainly nobody in the average population of America even knew that we were working on an atom bomb or that it would eventually be used there against Hiroshima and Nagasaki. So understand the curse that they can keep secrets from the public because we're not smart enough to understand what's going on. Well, certainly the people in Israel, though, are very, very concerned about the coming war, aren't they?
We are.
Go ahead, Avi, are you there? Avi, are you there? Well, I don't know what happened, Avi. Let's see, he's still hooked up. Avi, are you there? Well, maybe I'm not quite certain of what's going on, but under any circumstances, we've talked to other people who are well acquainted with what's going on in Israel, and the Israeli people are just totally depressed. They know a war is coming. The government has come in and taken away their gas masks, and certainly there's a very real threat of either mustard gas or nerve gas being used against the Israeli people. And, of course, the only protection would be, of course, to have a gas mask. And the government has taken away the gas mask, which really doesn't make sense. But then there's so much that's going on today that really doesn't make sense. Avi, are you there?
I hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you fine. Go right ahead.
Okay, there was a buzzing noise there for a moment. It was probably Big Brother or Big Sister.
Well, maybe probably Big Sister. Go ahead.
Yes. You know what? I have to tell you, I go to churches. I'm in church every night. It's crazy. You know, I'm a Jew. I go to church every night except for Shabbat, Saturday. And Christians come up to me and they say, what's the matter with the Olmert government? How can you be giving up the Golan to Syria? How can you be giving up all these terrorists for two dead bodies from the Hezbollah? How can you be giving up hundreds of Palestinian terrorist murderers for one Israeli soldier's Gilad Shalit? How can you be doing all these things? Why? And so my answer is that it sounds crazy. It is crazy. However, if Israel can somehow succeed in mollifying the Syrians, mollifying the Hezbollah, mollifying the Hamas, then if and when there is a war with Iran, those three sides, proxies, will not go to war against Israel, especially if the United States and Israel and the world are united in dealing quickly and with overwhelming force with the Iranian regime.
Well, do you have any prediction as to when this is going to occur? And I realize that nobody can predict well, but, I mean, my gut feeling is that there's just so much that's going on today that gives me the feeling that this is really rather imminent. What are your thoughts?
Well, you know, Dr. Stan, that just about 3 weeks ago, the Israeli Air Force flew all the way to Crete in the Mediterranean, a Greek island. And obviously this is coordinated with the Greek Air Force. And when you talk about coordinating with the Greek Air Force, you're talking about coordinating with NATO and with the United States. And Israel had a practice run 1,000 miles west instead of 1,000 miles east to Iran. Israel practiced mid-air refueling. Israel practiced the retrieval of downed pilots. And then it was done with. They came home. And what do you think? Do you think that the Israeli commanders are going to let the pilots go back to sleep for a month or two? And then, of course, the story came out, which is hard to verify, but it does make sense, that the Israeli airplanes are already in Iraq, in American bases, practicing night flights, that the American military has beefed up security around the American Air Force bases there in Iraq. And, the Iranians and the enemies of America are constantly looking to see the security around the American bases. It's so beefed up you can't get near those bases anymore. And the planes are flying all night, military activity going on, aircraft activity. And so I think between the Greek maneuvers and what's going on now, I think we're days away.
And I think one of the interesting things that you brought up in another program is there is no way that Israel could have flown to Greece and overflown Greek territory without Greek permission. It would have been an act of war otherwise, but they didn't. I mean, obviously the Greeks gave permission, NATO gave permission, the United States gave permission, and so this whole thing was certainly well known by our leaders, but they don't want the American people to know that. I mean, the American people are to be, sort of like it's the wife's the last one to know. Well, in this instance, why the American people are the last ones to know what, of course, is really going on behind the scenes. And because my concern is that certainly if they do shut down the Straits of Hormuz, of course, this will have a profound impact, not so much on the United States, because, of course, we'd only get about 10-15% of our oil at the most from Saudi Arabia. And we've got enough of the supplies. We got much of our oil from Canada, from Mexico, from Venezuela, from Nigeria, and about 15% from Saudi Arabia. But you shut down the Straits of Hormuz, and this would really begin to shut down Europe, and of course, because they're really much more dependent upon the oil from the Arab oil companies and from the Persian Gulf than we are. Isn't that true?
Absolutely. That's why I'm saying the war with Iran cannot last more than 10 days to 14 days, because within 14 days, if the oil flow is not restored, the world economy collapses.
All right. Now, what do you think Russia's got to do? Because certainly Russia is using Iran. That they're certainly they're going to fight to the last Iranian, as it were. I mean, obviously they're supplying the sophisticated weapons to Iran. They're building a nuclear power plant for them. They're supplying the nuclear fuel for that. There are very strong ties between certainly Russia and Iran today, and a similar man between China and Iran. How are they going to react if this massive American attack on their neighbor?
Well, I think that the Russians still see America as enemy number one. The Cold War is over, but the Russian mentality has always been one of conflict with the United States, of envy, of hatred, which is it's a pity, really, because Russia theoretically is supposed to be a Christian country, Russian Orthodox. But they see not the Arabs as enemy number one, as a given that they hate the Muslims, but the America is the number one that has to be brought down and let Russia become number one, which, of course, God forbid, it should never happen. But, there's a professor at Harvard University by the name of Samuel Huntington, and Samuel Huntington wrote a book called The Clash of Civilizations and the Remaking of World Order, in which he says that great empires rise and fall in 400 years. And America rose in 1620 with Plymouth Rock, and in 2020, it's the end of the 400-year cycle. And so, in my opinion, he doesn't say Russia specifically. He says the Hindus, the Buddhists, and the Muslims want to see the termination of the Christian Western system. But like I said before, the Russians have this Neanderthal approach. They're not looking at the history of the world today as a modern world. They're still in the mindset, if not of Stalin, they're still in the mindset of the Tsars.
All right, well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And if you have a question or comment for Avi, he certainly is one of the most knowledgeable people I know about what's really going on behind the scenes, and I always look forward to his information. I found it to be very, very accurate, and this is one reason I wanted to get him on the program with for our listeners this afternoon. We interviewed him on an early morning program, but this is a nationwide audience now, and many people can listen to this. And I think people have to be prepared for what lies ahead, because if this is true, and I really believe that it is, and the first of those Israeli planes are already, stationed, at American air bases in Iraq in preparation for the war. Remember, of course, when this happens, the Iranians are going to attack our ships in the Persian Gulf. They're immediately going to attack our forces in Iraq. And, of course, we have about 160,000 troops there. And they start raining missiles down on them before the missiles are destroyed. Why, this could have a devastating effect on our forces in Iraq and our military in the Gulf, couldn't it?
But I will say one thing, though, about the Russians. You see, the Russians, because they have kicked out the Western companies that are developing their oil, and now the last company left is British Petroleum, and they're not going to get their visas renewed. And what Russia basically is doing is returning, like I said before, to its isolationist life, in which world economics basically bypasses Russia. And basically, the only thing Russia has to offer the world is oil, petroleum to the Chinese. But other than that, the Russians are—I won't say self-sufficient. The Russian people have always been used to suffering and deprivation. Instead of opening up Russia to the West and joining the West, what they're doing is they are continuing this idea of isolation, hoping that by helping the Muslims will bring down the American and the Western economic system, leaving only Russia untouched. But I have news for the Russians. The Muslims hate the Russians too, just as the Russians hate the Muslims. And the Russians will be seeing more Chechnyas and more conflagrations, even on Russian territory, with the Muslims. Maybe one day the Russians will wake up and finally embrace democracy. Everyone else is.
Well, of course, hope springs eternal, but I'm not overly optimistic. Not that the Russian people wouldn't like to be free, but because repeatedly, of course, the United States government seems to always be helping these tyrannical governments. And certainly if you read what happened, immediately after the fall of the Soviet Union, and immediately Americans over there pouring massive amounts of money into the drilling for oil and natural gas and building the pipelines and creating what I like to refer to as the best enemy American tax dollars can buy. Well, be that as it may, certainly, as you tell this story to people across the country, what sort of response are you getting? Do you think the average American really understands the implications of what you're talking about?
Well, I'll tell you something. I think the answer is yes. What people say... But you connect.
Avi, you see, keep cutting out on me. Are you there?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know what's happening. Maybe I can get my engineer in. I don't think it's on my end. But anyway, can you hear me right now, Avi?
Well, can you hear me?
I can hear you fine. Well, let's go to Vernon, who's calling from Salinas before the gremlins get us again. Hi, Vernon. Do you have a question for Avi?
Yes, I do. I want to know, why do you like Ronald Reagan so much?
I don't want to get into a discussion of Ronald Reagan, so I mean, yeah, we can differ on that. Did you have a question on what we've been talking about?
Yes, I do have a question about the Nautilus missile. Now, when was this missile created, and when will this missile be effective?
It is a laser beam system, but you tell him a little bit about it, Avi.
Well, praise of Ronald Reagan, created weapon systems, and one of them was a laser system. And one of the systems that was supposed to have been developed, but it was thwarted by Bill Clinton when Bill Clinton came to power, was a killer satellite. The satellites are about 60 miles up, and so if a missile takes off from Iran, the killer satellite over Iran would be able to fire a laser beam downward and destroy the missile while it's going up into the stratosphere. That was stopped by Bill Clinton. The Nautilus is a laser system which is on the ground, and now what the American and Israeli militaries are struggling with is to compact it so that it'll be made aerodynamic, that it will be put onto F-15s and F-16s.
Okay, anything else, Vernon?
No, that he clarified it very, very good. Thank you
Dr. Thanks so much. And let's go to Bob, who's calling from Idaho. Hi, Bob. How are you doing?
Yes, Dr. Stan, you know, here we are in this country. We're deadlining and mothballing our B-1 and B-2s now at the very time that Mr. Putin is threatening us. And now I guess he's still gone through the election as the prime minister rather than the premier. But he's threatening us with Tupolev 160s, which have about the same qualifications as the B-2 and, of course, the backfire. B-1 specifications used as refuelers.
Okay.
This man has said that he's going to put these bombers on air alert.
I think that I'm very concerned. Are you concerned about a possible threat from Putin? At least he's still he may only be behind the scenes, but he's the major force over there. After he's straight KGB, are you concerned about the possibility of Russia's military might, Avi?
Well, we've been unilaterally disarming
let's go ahead and get Avi's input on
sure.
it, please. Go ahead.
Okay, well, listen, I cannot give a warranty here that Russia would not attack America, but I believe, in my opinion, the Russians know that, in their opinion, that America is on the decline, the dollar's on the decline, and it's only a question of an inevitability of when the American economy will collapse. And so what the Russian strategy is, I believe, is to use proxies in wars of attrition. To weaken the American people, weaken the American economy, but I don't think Russia would ever go to war against the United States. They don't have to. They can use the Persians, you know, the Iranian military, they can use the Islamic terrorists, because America used the Islamic terrorists against the Russians, the Mujahideen in Afghanistan. So now the Russians are working with all different kinds of Islamic countries in Syria, Libya, other countries to go against the United States of America. So I think the Russian strategy...
Hold on there. We'll be back in just a moment here.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
The Hebrew Bible.
All right.
Okay. Well, firstly, let me say one thing. The churches that I go to are of this same type of thinking, and what they're saying basically is, when you're reading the Bible about the islands will rejoice or the islands will come to the defense of Israel, the islands are the continents, and the continents are mostly Canada, United States, Australia, England, and I would like to believe, indeed, that the Anglo countries are grafted into the Israel, that the Anglo countries, as far as they are democracies, and Israel is a democracy, and we share the same God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and the same Bible, and of course Messiah is a Jew, I would say yes, that America and the West will stand with Israel. I do hear people sometimes saying that America will be punished because of abortion and homosexuality and all these different things. I mean, that could be true, but America is the greatest country on the face of the earth, and indeed, if America is to be punished, then the rest of the world should be burned to a cinder. But regarding Russia, and this is a very important point that has to be made, today in Russia, the Christians and Jews in Russia have maybe one child per family, whereas the Muslims have 10 or 12 children per family, mostly because the Muslims live in the south of Russia, where it's warmer, more moderate climate, and the tool of social mobility is joining the Russian army. And we are now rapidly approaching a situation in which the majority of conscripts in the Russian army will be Muslims, which means, indeed, if we're talking about Armageddon war, the hook in the jaw could be the hook in the jaw of Russia, and that the Islamic population will be so great in Russia, unless the Christians of Russia wake up and do something about it, the Russian Orthodox Church and the other Russian ministries, Christian ministries that are there, it's very important to develop them too.
Oh, Bobby, we're out of time. God bless. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Always a pleasure. Bye-bye. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I hope that you have enjoyed Avi. And incidentally, if you're interested in getting the entire program, Avi and I do talk during the breaks. And certainly, there are lots of issues we could talk about of Ronald Reagan, but Ronald Reagan is not the issue of today. Avi says nice things about Ronald Reagan, and certainly he was a marvelous actor, I'll say that for him. But I don't want to get off on a lot of side issues. I wanted to hear what Avi had to say about the coming war with Iran, because I think there's a very real threat of this, and we're trying to get the American people to prepare it. We're not going to be able to stop what's going on. And even the impeachment hearings, which are actually going to be started probably very soon, impeachment hearings against George W. Bush. I mean, actually, it's been sent to the conference committee and in the Congress as of 2 days ago, and not a word in the controlled media. And only one article we could find in the Los Angeles Times, and they must have read an entirely different impeachment resolution than the one that we have. If you want to see the impeachment resolution from the Congressional Record, it's available on the Internet, or you can get it from Radio Liberty. If you get some of our other items, we'll be glad to send it to you. You have to understand that the media is controlled. And when Congress voted 2 days ago to launch an impeachment hearings against George W. Bush. Why, of course, not a word in the controlled media. I thought the media was controlled by the liberals, and the liberals hated George Bush. Well, of course, as we often say, reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king, because the media is not controlled by the right or by the left. It's controlled by the people who control everything else in our country and seem hell-bent upon taking us to war with the Muslim world. So, certainly we hope that many of you out there will want to get some of the material we have. We have a wonderful story on Iraq, the untold story, which goes into the origin of all the wars in the past century, and including the real reason why we were in Iraq and Afghanistan today, having nothing to do with oil or Saddam Hussein or weapons of mass destruction, but as a prelude to the war with the Islamic world and then the institution of the New World Order, the New World Religion, and of course the New World Leader. You need to understand that we're involved in a spiritual battle. There's a timetable that's being carried out. Now, how can you learn about these things? Well, first of all, you can get our pamphlets on Foreknowledge 911, going to the background of what happened on September 11th, 2001. And then our latest little pamphlet, it's entitled The True Story of 911. And you'll find out that the people in the Council on Foreign Relations were planning on the long lines of in airlines. Find me at airports. Back in 1996, Richard Haass, who today is the chairman of the CFR, wrote an article in 1996. It was in the Washington Post, but of course they destroyed all the evidence of it. In fact, we had it. Fortunately, Dr. Cuddy was able to get a copy. But I mean, what they do is they simply destroy things they don't want you to hear. They go down the memory hole, just like it did in George Orwell's 1994. But Richard Haass was writing in 1996 about how we were going to have increased surveillance of people and increased monitoring of people and increased control of people as a result of the terrorist attack, which had not occurred yet. But they knew it was coming. And in fact, if you wonder what happened on September 11th, go to our website at radioliberty.com. RadioLiberty.com, scroll down to other videos, not videos, but other videos, and then watch Building 7 come down. Watch Building 7 come down, and you'll realize that everything you believe about what happened that day just is not true. And then, of course, we hope that you'll want to read our newsletters, which are posted there, listen to our programs. Of course, you can listen 9 hours a day and not get much of anything accomplished, but there's 4 hours a day live there, and we do another hour early in the morning on the American Freedom Network. We ask you, of course, to seriously consider joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters and helping us as we reach out across America with the information you're not going to get elsewhere. We ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival, to pray for our leaders and our ministers, but please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. Again, our number 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. You need to get my talk, this DVD, brother.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal, and it works at home, the office, or...
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
IRN USA Radio News, I'm Greg Moore. John McCain used some sharp language today to point out his differences with Barack Obama, speaking at a